Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. I hope wherever you are watching or listening to this around the world, you're having a very good Sunday. And why shouldn't you be after that yesterday at the Emirates? It took a bit of time. It was pretty tense, but Arsenal got there in the end, beating Brentford 2-1, make it 8 successive wins in the Premier League since the turn of 2024. And more importantly, sending them top of the Premier League table. Very nice it is to say that indeed. So look, today's show, I did the player ratings video from the Emirates yesterday in the press box, but today's show, obviously looking at it a lot more depth, covering the big talking points from the game, looking at what Mikel Arteta's had to say, what Thomas Frank has had to say as well, give my thoughts on some of the big major controversies, if you want to call it that, during the game. Got lots of sort of opinions from you guys who've sent in reacting to what you saw yesterday as well. And what you saw yesterday was a really, really good contested classic Premier League encounter, which Arsenal edged 2-1. I don't know, going up to this game, I did think, and I said it on yesterday's video, that so many people were sort of just expecting this to be another sort of Arsenal demolition job. And one of these sort of matches was always going to happen. You can't continue to win 5-0, 6-0, 4-1, whatever it is. You've got to, these sort of games in the Premier League are going to happen. It was just a matter of when, not if. And obviously it was yesterday that it happened. And the 5-0s and the 6-0s are great and you can enjoy them and you can just sit back and love watching the goals go in. But this is the sort of game that really gets that heart pumping. And when the noise in the Emirates last night, the celebrations when Kai Havertz scored, the reaction of the players, you know, these is such an important win. Again, the 5-0s and 6-0 are great, but these are the sort of games, these are the sort of wins that win you Premier League titles. And you could see that by the reaction to the Arsenal players, and you could feel it in the ground as well. It was absolutely pumping in there last night. The atmosphere was electric. The scenes when Kai Havertz scored that goal, just absolutely fantastic. The noise was incredible. It was a bit of a throwback to last season. I'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but it was just what Arsenal needed. And like I said, I think in the long run, these are the sort of games that are going to, they're going to be so beneficial to winning a league title if Arsenal do go on and win this league title, because these are the matches that they just give you that belief. As much as the 5-0s and 6-0s are brilliant and they give you confidence and you're enjoying it, but these are the sort of games that when it's tight in the title running, you have that belief because you have that sort of muscle memory of remembering in your head, look, we did it against Brentford. We've just got to keep going. A goal came against Brentford. And if we're in this situation again, we've just got to keep going and keep backing ourselves and staying patient because we know we can break these teams down. And I thought that was a really important way of winning for Arsenal yesterday. I mean, it was an even game. It was a proper Premier League match. You can say what you want to say about how Brentford approached the game, the tactics, and we'll talk about that. But it was just a very, very even game. It wasn't until the mistake by Aaron Ramsdale on halftime, just before halftime. You know, Arsenal dominated that first half. They deservedly led, could easily have been further ahead. But the game turned on that mistake. And that's what happens in Premier League, in any league. You know, teams seize on mistakes at the top level and they punish you. and then you've got to go again. And the second half was even. Arsenal could have found themselves behind. You know, Aaron Ramsdale made a couple of hugely important saves in that second half when the score was still 1-1. Even though Arsenal were dominating possession and territory, you know, those two little forays into the Arsenal half for Brentford almost ended up with goals. And had Arsenal gone 2-1 behind, then it probably would have been a very, very different story at the end of the 90 minutes. But they held on. They got this, you know, Ramsdale did what he needed to do to keep his team in the game. And they went on and got the win. And when you look at the stats, you know, look, Arsenal had more expected goals, higher expected goals, 1.3 to 0.8. Very different to what we've seen recently. You know, 17 shots to 9. Possession 72%. They were undoubtedly the best team. They undoubtedly deserved to win the game. But you see it week in, week out, teams that deserve to win the game don't always go on and win the game. You think back to Arsenal versus West Ham in December at the Emirates when Arsenal lost that game 2-0 despite having 31 shots. And, you know, they didn't play great, but they still absolutely deserved to win that game against West Ham. They didn't. And it could have been very, very similar yesterday, but it wasn't. And that was fantastic. And you can understand that Mikel Arteta after the game was a very, very happy man. And winning the game, he said, it felt great. Obviously, we had to dig in and earn the right to win it. But I'm really pleased with the performance, the maturity, the emotional control that we showed and how we overcame difficulties. If you want to be up there, you have to win these types of games. And the team showed that it has the tools and especially the determination and the belief to do so. And what it takes to win 8 matches in a row in the Premier League, he says, there's a lot of qualities that you need to win that many games in this league and the manner in which we have done it. But it is about consistency, as you've mentioned, and not being satisfied and willing to do more. And as well, having the qualities to gain in different contexts, because every game is different. It's going to require a different process, different story. And the team showed a different one today. And they did. And that's what I'm talking about. When I say that these are the sort of games that win you the title, I really think they are. Because I think back to the Invincibles, or certainly the 2001-2002 double. And some of the games that Arsenal won in that title running were really tight. I go back to West Ham at Highbury when, you know, Arsenal were really, really poor on that night. Ashley Cole made a goal line clearance to deny Frederic Kanute. It actually crossed the line. You know, in modern day, goal line technology would have given it, but it wasn't given. And so it stayed at 0-0. And then Arsenal kept going. It was really, really tight. And then Freddie Ljungberg popped up on the end of a Dennis Bergkamp through ball, made it 1-0. Kanu made it 2-0 at the end. And, you know, on paper afterwards, you look at that 2-0 victory, looks very comfortable, but it was anything but. And I remember being in Highbury that night and it was so tense. And it was just, this is the sort of game that was just a throwback to that, when you just got to find a way to win, to get over the line, to win the title. And so when he says, you know, the team showed a different way of winning, they absolutely did. And I think it would be a really important way for them to win and a real learning process for them over some really massive games to come. On Ramsdale, look, it was a big mistake. It was a big mistake. It was an awful mistake. I've got a couple of questions or comments from viewers who have responded to my video yesterday on Aaron Ramsdale. Look, it was a big mistake. Does it prove why Mikel Arteta replaced Aaron Ramsdale? Probably yes, it does. But, you know, keepers get caught out like that. The best keepers in the world, Alisson for Liverpool, Ederson for Manchester City. How many times have we seen over the last few years when they get robbed of possession or they get, you know, they get closed down and it leads to a goal? It happens to the very best of keepers. So I'm not going to sit here and absolutely hammer around Ramsdale for it. It was a bad error. It was almost a costly error. And had Arsenal not gone on and got the 3 points from this game, then we'd all been looking at it and, you know, saying it was, you know, Aaron very largely to blame for that, because had it not happened, Arsenal would have probably gone on and won that game. It gifted away for Brentford back into the match that it hadn't looked like they were going to have until that point. But having said that, you've got to give a player credit for the way they respond to mistakes. Goalkeeper mistakes are always so costly because there's no one to bail him out. If the goalkeeper makes a mistake, it normally ends up in a goal because there's no one to bail him out. If a striker makes a mistake, he's got a midfielder behind him, a defence behind him to bail him out of those situations. So goalkeeper, you're always in that situation of knowing an error is probably going to lead to a goal. But he responded so well in that second half. You know, there were big, big saves that he made, especially the one from Ivan Toney. You know, that was a fantastic save. And I know people have said, oh, he shouldn't have been that far off his line. That's what goalkeepers do. They are at that far off the line. No one's really expecting Toney to take that shot on. No goalkeeper in their right mind is going to be standing on their goal line in that situation where the ball was. They're always going to be where Ramsdale would have been. Raya would have been there. And I'm not sure Raya would have saved it because he hasn't got the extra bit of height that Aaron Ramsdale's got. And so you've got to give Ramsdale credit for the way he responded. And you looked after the game when the players all came over to Ramsdale. Each and every one of them came out. Arteta gave him a big hug. They know how important he was to that win yesterday. And if that is Aaron Ramsdale's last performance, which it probably will be, if there's no injuries to David Raya or no suspensions to David Raya between now and the end of the season, it's probably Ramsdale's last game. And I'm really glad he got to go out on a win and he didn't get to go out on a mistake, which left people saying, oh, well, that's why Arteta chose to replace him. And after the game, Mikel, who went straight over to him at the end, gave him a big hug. Said, look, I'm really happy, especially because he did exactly what he is, which is a person with a huge personality and courage, very determined. An error is part of football. It's hard to react about it, especially for the keepers, because it's probably the most difficult position. But he did it in an amazing way. I'm not surprised because the whole team and whole stadium was behind him. He has that respect and admiration and really wanted to win for him in that moment. And he really helped us win the game. And he did. There's no doubt about it. Aaron Ramsdale helped Arsenal win that game. He almost helped Arsenal lose it or draw it 100%. But he got himself up. He dusted himself down and he had a really big second half. And he deserves an awful lot of credit for that sort of character, I think. Okay, on to Kai Havertz. Obviously scored the winner. Brilliant header by Kai. And he played very, very well in that game, I thought. But Thomas Frank was upset after the game that he wasn't sent off. He'd already been booked for sort of throwing his arm out and the defender catching him in the earlier on in the second half. And then he went down in the area looking for a penalty and the referee didn't give it as a yellow card. And it could have easily been a yellow card, another yellow card. Well, frankly, for me, I think it should have been another yellow card. I think it was a dive. I do think it was a dive. And Thomas Frank said, I actually think, and I would never normally do this, but I think Havertz shouldn't be on the pitch when he scored that goal. For me, it was a clear dive, the penalty shout. If you see that slowly back, it's clear. Maybe it's difficult for Rob, the ref, but the linesman should have seen it, in my opinion, clearly. And I don't really disagree with him. I thought at the time, in real time, I was like, oh, that doesn't look great. And then I saw the replay and it's, yeah. He's taking a big, big risk there, Kai Havertz. He could have had no complaints had he been sent off. So I can understand Thomas Frank's a bit upset about it. But look, it goes two ways in football. You know, Arsenal should have had penalties in that game. There's a clear pullback on the neck of Leandro Trossard in the second half. The Gabriel one, there's a clear shirt pull. That could have easily been a penalty. Brentford time wasted so much. Their tactics were horrible. The ball's in play for less than half the game. I think Sam Dean put a tweet out and I think it was like 49 minutes the ball was in play yesterday out of about 101 minutes or whatever it was combined with the injury time. And that you could see that is what Brentford were trying to do all game. They were going down, they were feigning injury, they were wasting time. So I think you can't, if you're Thomas Frank and you're just sort of pointing towards this as a potential second yellow card for Kai Havertz, I think you need to look at your own tactics as well and think your team got away with it as well and could have easily given away at least one or two penalties. But yeah, I do think Havertz was slightly fortunate to get away with not getting booked in that game.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, player ratings wise now, this is what I went for. I won't spend too long on this because I did the video yesterday. If you haven't seen it yet, you can go and watch it or listen to it on podcast. So I gave Ramsdale a 7. I know people have complained about that. So how can you give him a 7 after that huge error that almost cost us the title? But again, I'm looking at it as a whole in the performance, and it was a big error, 100%. Had he not made it, you know, Ramsdale would have been on for an 8 or a 9, I think, because I thought he played well in the first half. I thought his distribution was good. His long throws were good. Could have given Arsenal on their way, set Arsenal on their way to goal. I thought the second half he was good. Came and claimed crosses when he needed to. He's, you know, made some big, big saves. So I thought he played well. I don't think if there's just one massive error like that, just in the space of, you know, 2 seconds, that I can suddenly give Ramsdale a 4 or a 3. So no, I'm giving him a 7 and I'm sticking by that, even if you're complaining about it. Ben White was my man in the match. I thought Ben White was brilliant. You know, no one epitomises Arsenal's improvements since they've come back from Dubai more than Ben White. So I gave him a 9. Saliba, Gabriel and Kivior, 7s. I thought all of them played very, very well. Good matchup with Tony between Gabriel and Saliba. I thought Gabriel was very smart on that second yellow to avoid that second yellow card for pretty much the whole game. Jorginho pulled the strings, did well, 7. Odegaard and Rice, 8 each. Trossard and Saka, I gave sevens, kind of on the fringes things. I thought Trossard played well in the first half, faded in the second half. Saka, Brentford coped with pretty well. I thought they kept him out wide, kept him away from the danger area well. And Havertz, I gave an eight. Really good goal by Havertz. Thought his link-up play was excellent. And popped up with the all-important goals. He gets an eight, but Ben White was my man of the match. Right, let's move on to what you guys have been saying and how you've been reacting to Arsenal's win. Golden Silver here says, we got to see why we love Ramsdale and also why we've replaced him today. If a team wants a pure goalkeeper, he will find his happy place as he's a top goalkeeper, just struggles with the ball at his feet, that's supposed to say. Ronnie says, hi, Charles. I don't think Kai's first yellow is justified. When going for a header, use your arms for leverage. At no point did he look at the defender. He only had eyes for the ball. Yeah, I can kind of understand that, but I think a lot of the time you are going to get yellow card if you make contact like that. I agree Kai should have received a second yellow for the dive. Why do players dive when they have a chance to go on? But if you watch the passage back, Collins, number 22, waves an imaginary card, which is an automatic yellow these days, which would have been his second. So 10 on 10, Mr. Frank, good point. We should have had a definite penalty for the fullback on Trossard, but in the VAR, it was Tierney. His punishment for the awful error last week at the City Ground, no accountability. 100%, very good point raised. Here's one from Phil that I wanted to talk about. It said, absolutely deluded comments about Ramsdale. You felt sorry for him for his horrendous negligence that could have cost us a title. Never mind the feeling of millions of Arsenal fans then. The idea that a couple of good saves makes up for keeper virtually chucking the ball in his net is brainless and illogical. By the way, Jesus was great when he came on. Yeah, don't agree. Sorry, Phil. Each their own and all that. But I think, to be fair, if you're an Arsenal fan, you defend your players and you support your players. And everyone in that stadium yesterday supported Aaron Ramsdale. Everyone cheered for him. Everyone sung his name after he made that mistake. They all stood up for him. All the players at the end of the game went up and hugged him. They all knew how important a part he played. So it's not deluded comments at all. In fact, and I did feel sorry for him because I like Aaron Ramsdale. He's a goalkeeper who's given me a lot of joy since he's arrived at Arsenal and has been a big part in the rebuild process. And you don't want his last game in an Arsenal shirt, which it probably will be, to be ending a disappointment like that. So yeah, I do feel sorry for him, and I'm not sorry about that because I am human and it's human nature to feel sorry for someone that you have some sort of bond with. And I feel like, even though I don't know Aaron Ramsdale personally, I've spoken to him a few times, obviously, I have a bond with him because he's an Arsenal player that I really, really like, and I don't want him to go out on a bad note. So yeah, I do feel sorry for him. I don't think it's deluded, but thanks very much for your comment. Nostradana says, Magalhães put in some great challenges and interceptions, given he was on a yellow card since the 10th minute, but by far man of the match was Ben White. The most passes on the pitch, 63, added with his positioning sense and timing on off the ball, was proper class. Great character shown by Ramsdale with the two key saves after his head dropping. Yep. Can't pronounce this one. Wizikizembi 2781 says, tense game, looked like we weren't going to win, but Kai Havertz scores again. Ben White is a new Sanya, dropping consistent 8 out of 10 performances, a guy on the radar. All eyes on Anfield, indeed they are. Jay says, the game reminded me of last season and Ramsdale had a massive part to play for that. His kicking went long to nobody and he takes so long on the ball. He made me nervous last season and I'm glad Mikel has been proven right over Wright. Look, he probably has been proven right. And, you know, I think, and I've said it when I think Raya's a better goalkeeper than Ramsdale. I said it at the time when Arsenal signed him. I've seen nothing to suggest that's not the case since he's arrived. And I think this game did probably show why Mikel has made that change. And fair play to him. He's seen a part of Ramsdale's game he doesn't like and he wants to improve on. And he's done that. And I think Arsenal are better off for it. And I think it did remind me of last season as well. I said that during the game. The whole second half just had last season vibes. It was very chaotic, very emotional. Everyone was caught up and it was brilliant. It was just one of those great football in 45 minutes where it's just so tense and you're desperate for something to happen. But yeah, it kind of felt like Arsenal have moved away from that a little bit. There's been a couple of them this season, Luton away, for example. But this was a sort of game in that run-in last year we were seeing week in, week out. And I don't think Mikel Arteta will want to see this sort of game week in, week out from now on. They're always fun and they're good when you get over the line, but you don't want to see it all the time. Agri says, great content, Charles. I feel like we really missed Martinelli on that left wing. Would have done better than Trossard on those Ramsdale throws. Yeah, do you agree? That first one, a brilliant throw from Ramsdale, and Trossard just didn't have the pace. Had that been Martinelli, he would have been through one-on-one, no doubt about it. And we've seen that sort of Raya-Martinelli link-up has been really, really good since the turn of the year. Tyron Martin says, watch the game live in a Guna bar in Boston and the scenes were amazing. Still don't have a voice. Great to hear it. Glad you had a good time. And Amma the sexy lady with her saxophone says, hi, Charles. A question about the upcoming City-Liverpool match. What is the best result for you? Here's my take on it. We need a draw or a City win. If Liverpool win all their remaining matches, neither City or us can catch them. But if City wins, at least it's in our hands if we beat them at the Etihad. But ideally, I would take a draw. Yeah, look, all eyes on Anfield now. Arsenal sitting top of the table, 1 point clear of Liverpool, 2 points clear of City. Whatever happens today, Arsenal are going to be at least second. If Liverpool and City do draw, then Arsenal are going to be top going into the international break. Personally, I want to draw. I've had this conversation a lot in the last sort of 48 hours with people I saw at the game, people who I met at my brother's 50th birthday party last night after the game, where I went to and had lots of discussions about that. If you're watching, great to meet you last night. Yeah, and I hope you enjoyed the game today, and I hope you recovered from the party last night and what my brother was wearing. I think a draw for me. I just don't want either side to win. I just don't want anyone to get 3 points and have that momentum of winning such a big game. I'd just much rather it be a draw and Arsenal to be sitting top of the table. But I'm going to enjoy just sitting back and watching it and seeing how it unfolds. And Mikel Arteta said the same yesterday in his press conference. He's looking forward to enjoying it as well. One bit of worrying news. I did mention it in yesterday's video. Mikel didn't speak about it yesterday. I don't think the news had sort of emerged from the mix zone by the time Mikel did his press conference, but Martinelli walked through the mix zone on crutches yesterday, which is not a great sign, obviously, after that injury picked up against Sheffield United. Mikel's still saying, even before the game yesterday, when he did his sort of flash interview pre-match with the TV cameras, when they were asked, why isn't Martinelli in starting 11? He did again say it was just his cut on the foot, but he was on crutches yesterday, which is a bit of a worry. There's open training tomorrow, and Mikel Arteta's press conference is at 4:30, I think, tomorrow, ahead of the Champions League game. There's open training before that, so the TV cameras, journalists will be down there and be able to see who's training and who isn't. Might get a little bit more information on exactly what's going on Gabriel Martinelli, but it's definitely a worry that he's on crutches. And I thought Arsenal did miss him yesterday. They missed that pace. You know, we talked about the long throws from Ramsdale that set Trossard away. Had that been Martinelli, probably would have got himself at least a shot out of it. And he's been playing very, very well recently. And you want everyone fit for the running. And hopefully he can be back sooner rather than later. All right, that's it from me, everyone. Thank you very much for watching and for listening. Do enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope you enjoy what happens at Anfield later on today. You can just sit back safe in the knowledge that Arsenal have got their job done, and you can just watch now and see what it happens at Anfield. Hopefully a draw. Hopefully Rodri gets sent off. Hopefully Kevin De Bruyne gets sent off. Hopefully Erling Haaland gets sent off. That'd be nice. So they'd all miss the game after the international break at the Etihad. But until then, everyone, have a very good end to the weekend. Enjoy Arsenal being top of the table. I'll speak to you very, very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.